Welcome to Come and See, your podcast for finding truth in a world of chaos. Brought to you by Living Waters Abide Ministries. With host and founder, Richard Case, and co-host and retreat leader, Kathy Riccone. Join us every weekday at this time to discuss news, spend time in the Word, and receive answers to your personal questions about living life in God's truth. And now your host, Richard Case.
Well, good morning, Kathy.
Good morning.
We are. This is actually going to be aired on the, I guess, the 26th of November, which is the day before Thanksgiving.
All right.
And I got my beautiful spouse with me yesterday. In the last couple of days, we've been talking about unforgiveness. And we spent a lot of time yesterday opening up that mostly forgiveness is toward others that we always have to deal with, but it includes this aspect of forgiving yourself, letting yourself off the hook for something that you know you've done and it's your fault. And that may include a thought that God caused this and didn't really do anything on my behalf, and therefore I'm kind of angry and unforgiving toward him. So it includes both of those. Romans 8, 1 and 2 says, therefore now there is no condemnation in Christ Jesus from any place, from any source. I want you to forgive others. You got to let yourself off the hook. Forgive me. And by the way, don't let other people condemn you. That you have to not receive that if other people are trying to judge you when it's not warranted. But we talked yesterday about my situation where we were, I was an executive. We made really good money, had a very nice house, very nice cars, beautiful children. And I made this gigantic mistake where we had made a lot of money in a real estate investment. And I was just doing it part-time because I was an executive for a Fortune 500 company. And because of making that money, with all that money, I said, I'm going to go now do three of these projects at the same time. And I basically, the equivalent of, you know, I just won big at the casino and I took all the money and put it on number eight. I was like, I'm betting all my money on this again. And let's go do it again because we just made all this money. Well, first of all, when I presented that, remember, Linda's already used to, I'm going to convince her that what I wanted to do was right. So it wasn't a big, gigantic fight for her, but I explained to her, okay, we just made all this money. Hey, if we do it three of them, just think of how much money we'll have and we can, you know, retire and blah, blah, blah. So I said that to you.
Yes, you did.
What did you say?
I said, I don't feel good about that. I said, I really don't know why. I have no understanding as to why, but there's something not right about it. And I don't think we should do that.
Yeah. And I would urge you to reconsider.
Right.
There's something I don't feel good about, you know, and I would say, I said,
it'll be fine.
Well, I said,
you were
what?
Still steamroller rich at that point, right?
Yes.
I said, why do you feel that way? And this is what I didn't have any clue about was that she didn't have any logic behind it per se. It was just, my spirit, I don't feel good in my spirit. And see, I completely disregarded that is that, well, if you can't explain to me why, and I can see all the reasons why it should. I'm going to go do it. Now, in hindsight, it wasn't. Now, Linda was the one that said, I really would like you to reconsider this. I think you're making a mistake. Okay, well, I want to go do it anyway. And at that point, she already knew that she could put up a fight and I'm going to win the argument anyway. So okay.
Why keep going with it?
But at the same time, there were other people, and remember, I didn't pay attention to anything, who were telling, and they were telling me the logic behind it was, well, this isn't your business. Have you been through a down cycle in the economy and real estate? No. Well, there's a trick to that, and you may be caught in something like that. And what if, why don't you, and a couple of them said, why don't you take a lot of that money and put it into a safe place? And you'll have it. And then two is, yeah, okay, you can maybe do one little project, but it won't crush you if it doesn't work, or you can make it through. No, I'm going to do it all. And, you know,
It'll be fine.
It'll be fine. I said, how bad can it get?
Let's get bad.
I'm doing these three projects, borrowed $14 million of loans, which I had to personally sign, which I violated scripture right there. And number two was, maybe some of you will remember this, but I hit the end of the Jimmy Carter presidency and the prime rate was 22%.
Oof.
I'm paying. I had a great rate, prime plus one.
Wow.
I'm paying on $14 million. I'm paying 23% interest with empty buildings.
Yes.
Because we hit a recession. So I ran out of money and we fail and, you know, we go bankrupt. And so we have nothing. And literally Linda saw her complete financial life evaporate literally overnight. Because I had to go to bankruptcy court, I had to buy back her wedding ring. Mm. All of that stuff, furniture, jewelry, all that stuff, I had to rebuy it back from the judge. He was pretty nice to me. And I can remember
him saying,
I was in court, you know, and this guy, and he's looking at me and he said, you're a senior executive at a Fortune 500 company. Mm. Yep. He says, what were you thinking?
No,
wasn't.
You know, I'm so sorry. And so he gave me a nice deal. So now we talked yesterday, remember, Kathy, about the consequences.
Yeah.
Well, the consequences were, first of all, mine, which is my fault, but it also impacted Linda and the kids. So one of the questions, you know, honey, to you was, how did you at that moment work through forgiveness with a willingness, you know, to go forward where you weren't trapped by, let's say, a deep root of bitterness that, and we all knew, you knew, I knew it was my fault. How did you work through that? It didn't capture you in a root of bitterness, which easily you could have done.
Yes, right. I could have. I did a lot of walking and talking with God about it and understanding the truth about what forgiveness is. Christ has forgiven me. And because he's forgiven me, how can I not forgive my husband? Mm-hmm. And so I had to walk through those emotions of, I watched him. I saw how devastated he was. I saw how difficult every day he would get up. He was just in such grief about what he had done. And my heart went to, okay, Lord, how can I be praying for him? Because he is feeling the guilt of what he's done. And yeah, it's a consequence. But the one thing I do remember knowing is I do know my God, and that he is a God who restores. And he is a God who takes our messy situations and he turns them around for good. And I always had that in my back of my heart, that God is a good God. And I don't know, I have no idea how we're going to get out of this. I don't know how this is going to happen, but my trust is in God, not in what Rich did or what he didn't do or what he's trying to restore again through his heart with God, but it was how God is going to restore him and us together. Because that's the key. We're still a unit, okay? And when one is hurting, the other one needs to be there to pick them up and help encourage them and get them back connected to God again and to the truth of who they are in Christ. Mm-hmm. And so that's where I felt my position and my desire and my heart was to see him back and us back together as one on the same side of the table, the same team. Mm-hmm. Here we go. Now, God, we've messed up. We want to learn it your way from here forward. So now you take over and you show us your way and your will.
For you, because I was engrossed in that many, many months of self-guilt, it really didn't take you long. You actually had both forgiven me and did not carry any grudge or anger at that point. I deserved it, but you had released it already.
Well, the thing is, if you really do forgive a person, your husband, whoever, if you really do forgive, you do not hold bitterness. You do not hold grudge. You do not say, hey, I told you so. I mean, I could have done that. And I think I did it once. What I did say was, you didn't listen to me. I said that once. But then after that, it's like, okay, it's done. Why would we wallow with being bitter and angry with each other? Because now we're in the snare of the enemy trying to keep us divided as a couple and divided from what God wants us to do. and for his kingdom and get back into that.
When I was still in that point where I was doing nothing forward, I was just stuck. What allowed you to not push, like, okay, fine, Rich, get going. You never came that way. You just waited for me to release and then be willing to go. How were you able to wait during that time where I wasn't moving at all toward resolution of anything? We were still broke and all the consequences were there, but you never pushed me to get going until God said it's time.
Well, one of the things that we did is we would go out on Switzerland Trail and we would walk and we would have scripture and we would pray together about it. And so that really kept me anchored from going off, and because I was with him. And yes, Rich, I understand, but this is what God says. And so we kept going back. You got to go back to the word. What does the word say? And stand on the steadfastness of his word over the circumstances and over who did what. That doesn't matter anymore. That goes away, because you want to be together in oneness with Christ and him take over, because that's when he does miraculous things. I mean, things that you just never would believe come out of it. And you see supernatural things happen, which get you back into union, which get you back in oneness with Christ and in his will and what he wants to move into again.
How did you
know what he has for you?
How did you not push me to go do some things when I wasn't ready to do anything?
Well, because I knew the process that he had to go through was his. He and God had to do this alone. I would be there to encourage and pray and, you know, and say, Rich, you know, it's going to be okay. God has got this. So I would be encouraging him, but I knew that in order for him to get through the heartache that he felt for himself of what he had done for himself and me and for the kids, he had to do that. And it had to be with him and God only first.
Yeah. I love some of the, I'm just going to highlight some of the things that you've talked about in this. One, you from the very beginning, it sounds like were eyes locked on the king. You know, you were looking at God in the midst of this. And yes, there's these consequences. Yes, there was a cause for this. And yes, we had part in it.
Yeah.
But your eyes were on him, that he is faithful.
Right.
And looking to him for instruction. And so I'd love if you can in a minute go into what some of the specific instruction, because you just shared that. The other thing that I just felt you highlight there was that it truly, from moment one, even though you're sitting in these consequences, you were looking at it, okay, we're in these consequences together. We are a team.
Right.
This is not, you caused this, I'm going to blame you and I'm trying to escape them. It's no, we're in this together. We are one flesh. God, how do we move as one flesh into what you have for us? And so I think that's huge, just seeing that.
Those are
admirable.
Great points.
I don't think that most people in your situation get to that quickly. I mean, I think that is a beautiful testament to just the fact that you truly knew and understood that God is faithful and you locked your eyes there, because if your eyes had gone anywhere else, that's not how you would have gone.
That's so true. Right? That is so true, Kathy. Yeah. Absolutely.
And for me, during that time, easily could have done legitimately is, okay, fine, Rich, but we got to get going.
Mm-hmm.
We got to have resolution to the pain that you gave us and the position you gave us, the consequences. We need resolution to those consequences. Get going. She never did.
Yeah.
She didn't push me. Had she pushed me to there, I might have said, okay, I'll try, and never get to the release of forgiveness, which then allowed me to follow God.
Right.
Right.
And she had the patience, the wherewithal, trust. I'm going to wait. God, there'll be a moment when you're going to say, let's go. And then we'll join it and we'll learn it. And I'll wait. And she waited for that. And the only thing I was dealing with was the guilt with a thought of, well, there's never going to be any resolution anyway, you know, and, but when it broke and then God said, well, would you like to learn my way?
Yes.
And because it was so painful,
we do.
I said, yes. And she said, well, he said, you're going to have to learn that the Holy Spirit is within your wife and she will be a part of unity that will lead to my will. And we got led to Psalm 133. There, when you get to unity, I will command blessing. And we started to learn that. And so when it broke, then the focus became, okay, Father, how do you want us to walk with you? Mm-hmm. And so I said, all right, I'm going to learn. Now, remember, I wasn't used to this and we didn't have a dynamic of it. I'm going to learn to process things with Linda and respect the Holy Spirit in her. And I've got to learn what that means, what that looks like. Mm-hmm. So he said, well, create safety.
Right.
At first, and start to ask Linda what she thinks, feels, and believes about this stuff. And I said this, I said, I know I'm lousy at this. I know that I've never created a safe place for you to speak up. I'm going to promise you, all I'm going to do for a while is just listen. I'm not even going to do anything with it other than understand it. So she said, hallelujah, you know, and I said, okay, so let's practice, you know, and so now we start to have decisions in front of us. And this was about career things and investment things. And so, hey, what do you think, feel, and believe about it? Because we've never practiced it, you actually had a little difficulty with that.
I wasn't quite good at that because I really didn't know what I felt or believed or thought.
And hadn't practiced using your voice.
Exactly. Right. That's exactly right. I did not know how to use my voice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what's cool, even as you're describing this, I made a little note over here. I don't know if you guys have ever noticed this, but how cool, you know, as Linda is walking this walk with him. So, because we did talk more about your walk in it yesterday, Rich, and how he walked you into forgiving yourself and everything as well. But in her, and God walking her into forgiveness, which did come quickly, and then the instruction he gave her was this instruction. She said, you know, she was called to pray for you. And mm-hmm. you even said there was this patience, this incredible patience mm-hmm. where she's just praying and she's walking alongside with you in scripture
right.
day after day as this is going on. So what is so cool about that is literally the instruction that God gave her is practice unity. You're one flesh.
Amen.
Practice. And you didn't even, I don't think you even necessarily, even, from what I'm hearing, realize that that's what you were doing.
That's not, yeah.
But we didn't realize literally. It. His instruction to you was, I want you to pray for him. This is your flesh is wounded right now.
Right.
You pray for the healing of that and just keep doing that. Keep functioning as one flesh. You support. This is what I'm doing. And then by the way, when we get to the other side of this, I'm going to show you this whole new thing of what it is to walk in unity and the power of.
Yes.
But you literally became unity with skin on for Rich in that moment. Mm-hmm. Had you taken a different route, he may not have had his eyes open fully to what the beauty of the unity and the oneness is.
100%. 100%. You're right. Absolutely. That is
so cool.
Right. It is so cool.
And then as we.
Thanks for highlighting that.
That's
great.
As we learned it, then we said, well, let's operate that way. And we learned it to come to unity. And remember, it's not a negotiation. We learned what it meant to be in unity is unity with God's will and God, the Holy mm-hmm. Spirit and direction. And we learned that. And then all of a sudden, do this step and then do this step and do this step. And it was, Linda, do you feel confirmed in that? Yes. You know, and if not, we waited. And do I feel? And it wasn't, by the way, I'm not doing what Linda wants.
Mm-hmm.
Where are you at? Where am I at? Are we in unity with the Spirit? And we'd learn that. And when we got there, okay, we'll take that step. Okay, we'll take that step. And then he restored everything within 2 years.
Yes, that's the supernatural that happens when you go to unity.
So the financial consequence was gone. I caused it. I had to live it out. She had to experience it. But she knew, the one thing that she knew that she brought to that is that now that you're willing to go, she said, Rich, I believe God will restore it.
Right.
And remember, I wasn't sure about that. She believed it. And so, but let's find out how we did it. And we learned it and we did it. And as we look back on it, and this is, I know why Kathy, you wanted us to process this, is had she, let's say, stayed in resentment.
Right.
Which would have been really easy for her to stay into. And by the way, I would have.
And many of her friends would have said, rightfully so.
Absolutely.
Yeah. They would have. Yeah. And I would have actually said, I deserve that.
Right. Right.
But had she done that, I don't think I would have ever gone to release my guilt. I would have just accepted that as I deserve that. She has a right to be resentful.
I agree.
And I don't think I would have ever gone to releasing the guilt through forgiveness. Mm-hmm. I would just have said, okay, let me try to do whatever I can to see what we can do to fix this. And I would have never gone through that step had she stayed in resentment.
Mm.
And her forgiveness allowed me to get to my forgiveness.
Yeah.
But then God said, okay, now you're ready to go. You know, so it was all together. And, you know, I was having needed to learn this lesson and particularly about without unity and without right. following God's will, you're going to have consequences because mm-hmm. you're going to mm-hmm. make mistakes. And when we learned it, which I was now so appreciative of, in a mm-hmm. way, I'm glad it was so deep. I'm glad it was so powerful, negative, that mm-hmm. I'll
not do that again.
Except for a few times.
Yeah, well, there
kind
you
of
go.
Wanted to.
There you
yeah,
go.
Yeah, like Linda said, no.
Now, wait a minute. Do you remember?
Yeah, I remember. Oh, yeah, I remember.
We're not going down that road again.
So I am so grateful that mm-hmm. God, you know, gave Linda the heart that she had of forgiveness mm-hmm. and waiting to teach us this. And
yeah, absolutely.
It changed this deep, awful thing to a beautiful thing of life. And we've gotten sweeter and sweeter and sweeter. So Heavenly Father,
yes.
we thank you for Kathy being led by the Spirit to yeah. remind all of us of this, particularly for me.
Thank you.
To understand the dynamic that Linda had with you that allowed me to go to forgiveness mm-hmm. of myself. And what a beautiful opportunity that I had to be a recipient of that. Mm-hmm. And thank you for the work in her heart that mm-hmm. allowed me to come together. And then we learned what it meant to walk with you through that difficult time. And so appreciative of her forgiveness and her beauty of freedom to allow us to get there. And we thank you and praise you and are rejoicing. And we get to mm-hmm. every day be reminded of how beautiful restoration is. And we thank mm-hmm. you in Christ's name. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Well, thank you so much, guys, for sharing that story. I have a feeling when we look back at this series, Rich, that these two episodes, yesterday and today, are going to be two of everyone's favorites.
Yeah.
Just to see it lived out from all directions. So yeah. thanks for sharing so authentically in that. And to our listeners, if you have questions, send them in to us at questions@abideministries.com. And we look forward to seeing you next time.
Yep. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you for joining us for today's episode of Come and See, your podcast for truth in a world of chaos. Brought to you by Living Waters Abide Ministries. Send us your questions and comments and tune in tomorrow for more answers to your personal questions about living life in God's truth. Remember, God's will is best and none better. His truth brings peace in this world of chaos.